Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and baby, it is going to get cold outside. You know, my friends in Indiana just called. It's snowing there. The flights, of course, are all crazy, and it's just going to get a little bit crazier. So you know about the risk to our pets in warm weather and leaving pets in hot cars. But do you know that cold weather also poses serious threats to animals' health? We're going to talk about some of the tips for keeping your babies, your fur babies warm and safe. You know, both pets and livestock can be at risk. Now, I don't have chickens. I do have a wild rabbit. And I know a lot of people leave some of their animals outside during the day. So let's start with, has your pet had its preventative care exam yet? You want to know what your pet is suffering from: arthritis, diabetes, kidney problems. Make sure they're checked out and as ready and healthy as possible for the cooler weather. And I know it's going to be really cold. And of course, we're very concerned about a pet's cold tolerance. It can vary from pet to pet based on their coat, body fat stores, activity level, and health. You need to know how your pet tolerates cold weather and adjust accordingly. So some short-haired dogs like Chihuahuas, they need sweaters. And you probably need to think about shortening your dog's walks in the cold weather that we're going to be having for the next couple days. And arthritic and elderly pets may have more difficulty walking on snow and ice, but even here, they will have a lot of difficulty in the cold weather. A long-haired or thick-coated dog, they can be more cold tolerant, but they're still at risk. Short-haired pets feel the cold faster. They have less protection. So you can put some little booties on them. You can wrap them up, or you can just run them around inside until the weather warms up from the 40s that we're anticipating for the next couple days. Old pets and young pets, little kittens and little puppies, well, they also have issues with too cold weather. Never leave your fur baby in the car when it's hot or when it's cold. It's not a good idea if you're running into the store. It's a good idea to stay inside with your cats and dogs. It's a common belief that dogs and cats are more resistant than people to cold weather because of their fur, but it's not true. And even though here we're not going to be dealing with snow and ice, it still is an issue, especially when they're a Florida dog. You know, they say that adults and humans, their blood gets thinner. Well, it's kind of true of our little fur babies as well. Make some noise. You know, your vehicle, a warm vehicle engine, can be appealing heat source for outdoor and feral cats, but it can also be deadly. So in this kind of weather, check underneath your car, bang on the hood, and honk the horn if you have feral cats in the neighborhood before starting the engine to encourage feline hitchhikers to abandon their roost under the hood. You know, it's really important that you're up to date on everything, you know, that they have a chip and that you have contact information. And that's really important as well this time of year, as we have a lot of people coming. And if your dog and cat is normally outside, it could be very confusing to them when the weather changes. So you want to protect your family too. So if your pet is spending more time inside because it's cool, or hot, it's a good time to make sure your house is properly pet-proofed. If you use a space heater because it's a little cooler, use it with caution around pets because they can cause burns or they can be knocked over, potentially starting a fire. So that's really important. And of course, you know, you want to make sure your carbon monoxide detector is got batteries to keep your entire family, your humans and your cats and dogs, safe from harm. And if you have a pet bird, make sure its cage is away from drafts. Ditto if you like to have your windows open. Have another place for your pets to, you know, really just be relaxed in a, you know, make sure they have access to water and a little bit of blankets, extra blankets, in an area away from the doors so that they don't start shivering. If you have any questions, it's really important that you talk to your vet. And, you know, it is not true that you should feed your pet more during the colder weather to give them extra protection, because there's health risks associated with that. Again, watch your pet's body condition and keep them in a healthy range. And don't leave your animals out. Not a good idea. Give them appropriate shelters and, you know, just be smart. So if you and your fur baby are going to be cuddling up indoors, that is super great. And if you're going to take them outside, get them ready, make sure they'll be okay. And if you need a little sweater for your puppy, then so do so. So for Radio St. Pete, and Pet Tips. I am your host, Nanette Weiser, and hopefully, baby, it'll be cold outside, but soon warm again.